Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into one of the most iconic names in retail and a staple in countless portfolios, Walmart, ticker WMT. Now Walmart has been on quite a ride lately, and I'm not just talking about the aisles. The stock has seen some serious volatility, dropping about 12% in May alone. So is this a buying opportunity, or are there deeper concerns? We're going to break down everything from the latest earnings and revenue streams to the balance sheet, a full SWOT analysis, and a detailed look at what the stock is actually worth. Let's get into it. To kick things off, let's set the stage. Walmart is the world's largest retailer, and when its stock moves, the market feels it. Over the past year, shares are still up over 13%, but the last month has been brutal, with a drop of over 14%. The stock is currently trading around $114.60, and the market cap has fallen to about $913 billion. That's still a massive number, but it's interesting to see the market cap dip below some of the big AI names, which we'll touch on later. The company sits in the discount stores industry, part of the consumer defensive sector, making it a core holding for many looking for stability. But stability doesn't mean immunity to market pressure. So, what exactly is Walmart? I think most of you know, but let's get into the specifics. Walmart Inc. operates retail, wholesale, and e-commerce units globally. They break down into three main segments: Walmart US, Walmart International, and Sam's Club. It's a massive operation with over 2.1 million employees. The company was founded way back in 1945 and is headquartered in Bentonville, Arkansas. The current CEO, John Furner, leads the Walmart US segment, while the overall company has a strong leadership team. The business model is simple on the surface, sell a lot of stuff at low prices, but the complexity and scale are what create the moat. Now let's talk about where the money actually comes from. For the fiscal year 2026, Walmart generated a staggering $713 billion in revenue. The U.S. is the dominant engine, with Walmart U.S. alone bringing in nearly $483 billion. Sam's Club contributed about $93 billion, and Walmart International added another $130 billion. Geographically, the United States accounts for roughly $581 billion of that total revenue, with international operations making up the rest. The revenue growth has been impressive, climbing from $559 billion in fiscal 2021 to over $713 billion today. That's a compound annual growth rate of about 5%, which is remarkable for a company of this size. The key driver? E-commerce. Global e-commerce sales jumped 26% in the most recent quarter, fueled by delivery services, marketplace expansion, and faster fulfillment. Let's move to the earnings picture. Walmart's most recent fiscal year ended in January 2026, and the numbers were strong. Net income came in at $21.9 billion, up from $19.4 billion the prior year. Diluted earnings per share hit $2.73, compared to $2.41 in fiscal 2025. That's a solid 13% growth in EPS. However, the market reaction to the most recent quarterly report was brutal. The stock dropped over 8% in a single day. Why? The headline numbers were good, but investors focused on margin pressure from fuel and other costs. Operating income grew to $29.8 billion, but the gross margin sits at about 25%, which is thin for a retailer. The net profit margin is just 3.2%, meaning Walmart makes about 3 cents on every dollar of sales. That's the reality of a low-margin, high-volume business. The market wants to see those margins expand, and any sign of pressure gets punished. Looking at the management commentary from the most recent earnings call, the tone was cautiously optimistic. Executives highlighted strong performance in constant currency terms, with e-commerce and advertising continuing to be bright spots. They also discussed the potential impact of tariff refunds and a focus on reinvesting in price to maintain customer loyalty. The market, however, seems to be pricing in a more pessimistic view, worrying about the sustainability of growth given the macroeconomic headwinds and the competitive landscape. Now let's get into the financial health of the company. This is where Walmart's defensive nature really shines. The balance sheet shows total assets of $284.7 billion against total liabilities of $185 billion, giving shareholders equity of about $99.6 billion. The company has $10.7 billion in cash and cash equivalents. The debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.79, and the current ratio is 0.77, which is low but typical for a retailer that turns inventory quickly. The quick ratio is even lower at 0.22, meaning they rely heavily on inventory sales to meet short-term obligations. But given the cash flow generation, this isn't a major concern. Operating cash flow for fiscal 2026 was a massive $41.6 billion, and free cash flow was also $41.6 billion after accounting for capital expenditures. That's a free cash flow yield of about 1.36%, which is low relative to the stock price, but it reflects the massive reinvestment the company is making. They spent over $26.6 billion on property, plant, and equipment in the last year alone. Let's move to the SWOT analysis, which gives us a structured look at the competitive position. Starting with strengths, Walmart's scale is its biggest moat. The massive revenue base, global supply chain, and ability to negotiate lower prices from suppliers are nearly impossible to replicate. The company also has a strong and growing e-commerce business, a booming advertising segment, and a membership model with Walmart Plus and Sam's Club. The financial performance has been robust, with consistent revenue and earnings growth. On the weaknesses side, the low net profit margin is a constant vulnerability. Any increase in costs, whether from fuel, labor, or tariffs, hits the bottom line hard. The company also has a high physical store footprint, which comes with significant fixed costs. And despite strong e-commerce growth, it's still competing against pure-play online retailers that have lower cost structures. Opportunities are significant. Walmart can continue to expand its high-margin advertising business, grow its marketplace, and leverage its store network for faster delivery. International expansion, particularly in markets like India and China, offers long-term growth. The company is also investing heavily in automation and AI to drive efficiency. Finally, threats include intense competition from Amazon, Target, and discounters like Dollar General. The macroeconomic environment is uncertain, with inflation and potential tariffs adding pressure. There's also the risk of regulatory scrutiny, especially around labor practices and market dominance. The stock's recent volatility shows it's not immune to broader market sentiment. Looking at the recent price action, Walmart has had a rough few months. The stock is down about 11% over the last 3 months and over 14% in the last month alone. The one-week performance is down nearly 5%. The stock hit a recent low around $113, and it's struggling to find support. The 52-week high was likely much higher, and the stock is now trading at a significant discount to that level. The question is whether this is a healthy pullback in a long-term uptrend or the beginning of a more significant correction. The beta is very low at 0.65, meaning it's less volatile than the market, but that doesn't mean it can't drop. The recent catalyst was clearly the earnings report, and the market is still digesting that. Now, let's get to the most important part for long-term investors. What is Walmart actually worth? We're going to use a forward PE valuation model, which is the most appropriate for a mature compounder like Walmart. The model confidence is high, and the setup is clean. The reasoning is simple. Walmart has consistent earnings, positive free cash flow, and strong analyst estimates, making the forward PE a reliable anchor. So here's what the numbers say. The current price is around 130 EUs. Our fair value estimate, based on a blended approach using forward PE as the primary engine and DCF as a supporting lens, comes in at about $105 per share. That implies the stock is currently trading at a slight premium to its intrinsic value. The upside potential from here is negative, roughly -24%, and the implied 5-year CAGR is about -5.3%. That means, based on these assumptions, the stock could see a modest decline over the next 5 years if it reverts to fair value. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE target multiple is set at 35, which is a premium to the industry average of 31.7, reflecting Walmart's quality and defensive nature. However, that premium is capped because growth is decelerating. Second, the discount rate used is 8%, and the perpetual growth rate is 2.8%, which are reasonable assumptions for a mature company. Third, the share buyback is assumed to reduce share count by about 0.5% annually, which is slower than in the past. The key takeaway is that Walmart is fairly valued to slightly overvalued at current levels. The market is pricing in a lot of the good news, and there isn't a massive margin of safety. All right, let's wrap this up with my personal take. Walmart is an incredible business. It's a cash flow machine, it has a massive moat, and it's adapting well to the omnichannel world. The recent sell-off creates a more interesting entry point, but I don't think we're at a screaming bargain yet. My verdict is a cautious hold. The upside case is that Walmart continues to grow its e-commerce and advertising businesses, margins expand as higher margin revenue streams grow, and the stock recovers as the market realizes the fears are overblown. The risk case is that the macroeconomic pressures persist, margins stay compressed, and the stock continues to drift lower as growth slows. For a trigger, I'd be a buyer if the stock dips closer to the $100 level, which would provide a better margin of safety. For now, it's a watchlist stock for me. Let's talk about the 5-year $10,000 investment outlook. If you invested $10,000 in Walmart today, based on our fair value analysis and the implied CAGR of 5.3%, your investment could be worth around $7,610 in 5 years. That's not a great outcome, but if the market re-rates the stock higher, or if earnings surprise to the upside, that number could be much better. The key is patience and entry price. Walmart is a great company, but even great companies can be bad investments if you overpay. So that's our comprehensive look at Walmart, a retail giant with a strong foundation, but facing headwinds that are making the market nervous. The stock is not cheap, but it's a high-quality business that you can own for the long term. If you enjoyed this analysis, hit that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. Let me know in the comments, are you buying the dip on Walmart, or are you waiting for a better price? Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.